Strategies are vitally important to businesses. They are the grand plan of action that enables a company to achieve its overall goal. It's seldom possible for a company to achieve an overall goal in weeks or months, and so strategies are nearly always longer term, usually a year or more. Tactics are the shorter term devices that are used to achieve the grand plan. In military terms, the strategy is how you win the war, and the tactics are how you fight a battle. Henry Mintzberg was an academic and a business thinker, and he developed a model for helping classify and understanding business strategies. He recognized five different types, each named with a P. First, there was the plan, strategy as a plan. This is an intended course of action. The most usual type of strategy is a master plan, one that states a goal with a course of action that sees that it is achieved. It is a plan, developed consciously and purposefully. It's prepared in advance to guide the actions that follow. Most strategies have a plan. They may also have one of the other distinctive attributes of a strategy recognized by Mintzberg. So secondly, we have strategy as a ploy. This is a maneuver to beat the competition. A strategy can be an action designed to frustrate or even mislead a competitor. For example, the Lanchester strategy, which tells of a maneuver by the copier company Canon, who beat Rank Xerox in the UK copier market. By first concentrating on a region that it knew wasn't core to Xerox, it focused on Scotland, where little by little it built up a 40% share and from which it had a springboard to move south to the bigger pickings. Had Canon attempted to attack London at the outset, it would almost certainly have failed. And then you have strategy as a pattern. This is a strategy that emerges, perhaps by accident. Successful strategies, you see, have a consistency in the way they're applied. The plan is the intended strategy, and the pattern is what actually happens. In fact, what actually happens may not be part of the original plan. Patterns can often be recognized amongst market leaders. They can be predictable in the way they act. They put their prices up once or twice a year, and they expect competitors to follow. If they are attacked on price, they may well have a reaction that is anticipated. Now we have strategy as a position. This is a brand that stands out against competitors. So companies may choose to fight within a market by taking a low-cost position, a differentiated position, or play within a niche. And these different positions are described by Porter in his generic strategies. So Harley-Davidson's strategy as a manufacturer of motorcycles is an example of a company fighting from the strong position it's carved out for itself. It has focused on a niche, albeit a big niche, amongst customers who want a heavyweight luxury bike with a highly differentiated brand that signifies their lifestyle. And then we could have strategy as a perspective. This is the unique way that the company works within its market. Many companies have a culture, a view of the world that defines them and the way they work. Southwest Airlines could be such an example. It's a company that's been successful through limiting the type of planes it uses. It has restricted its geographical operation to the southwest of the US and is focused on low-cost, reliable service. It is, however, the spirit of the employees that sets the company apart. The book Nuts tells the story of Herb Keller, the founder of Southwest Airlines, whose unorthodox leadership style created a company with a certain perspective. The subtitle of the book is Southwest Airlines' Crazy Recipe for Business and Personal Success. It describes the positively outrageous service that makes the company successful and that is so difficult for competitors to copy. Let's have a look at the model in action. Mintzberg tells the story of Honda when it entered the US motorcycle market. Its plan, i.e. its intended position, was to enter the market as a supplier of low-cost large bikes. The US market was principally made up of domestic and European bikes of 250cc and more. The company set up distributorships throughout the country, and by 1965 it had covered two-thirds of the US market. However, the actual strategy turned out quite different. Honda's larger bikes developed faults. They weren't designed for the wear and tear caused by the US roads. It had made little effort to sell its small 50cc bikes, though they were used for running errands by Honda staff in the US. Honda was left with no alternative but to sell the only machines it had, which were the small bikes, and they proved extremely popular with people who previously never bought motorbikes. This led to an advertising campaign which claimed, "You meet the nicest people on a Honda." Honda's small 50cc motorcycles became the cornerstone of its new strategy based on pattern, a strategy that had emerged by accident. Through trying various attacks on the market in those early years, Honda found out what worked for it, and this gave rise to a pattern and later to a perspective. Mintzberg makes the point that although patterns and positions can change a strategy, a perspective, once established, becomes immutable. It's things like that that make Southwest Airlines so strong. Here are a couple of things to think about. Strategies are critical for the successful growth of any company. However, strategies have to be flexible and may change. The strategy of a company must align with its strengths and the needs of the target market. And although strategies require some flexibility, it's important that they don't change too frequently. A company has to have a strategy and give it sufficient time for it to bear fruit.